The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good morning, Rolene. How are you?
The country is this morning absolutely heartbroken at the news coming in from Meron last night following what some reports are calling a stampede, some are calling a collapse of a stand. At the moment, what we do know is there are at least 44 people killed, including children. We are expecting this number to rise, and at least 150 injured. And police, emergency services personnel, the IDF Medical Corps, and the Israeli Air Force search and rescue are on site trying to help with rescue and recovery.
Absolutely shocking. It's absolutely shocking. And, you know, just looking at all the international sites, from BBC to Deutsche Welle and everything in between, it is the lead story on every site. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. I mean, did you see those videos, Rolene, of everybody dancing and jumping, which was just moments before?
Well, there's a lot of factors at play here. First of all, it is a leading story on many news sites. I think also because this is, as we are coming out of a global pandemic, this is one of the first major gatherings that is legal. However, due to overcrowding, and it's very, very difficult in these circumstances for police to control these massive crowds, which is one of the issues that I think police are going to have to sit and draw from this whole tragedy, is that you have this incredible overcrowding. People are jumping and dancing, and this leads to untold tragedy, which is what we are seeing this morning. It's something that really could have been avoided. It's an enormous, enormous tragedy. And last year, there wasn't the opportunity for worshippers to go to Meron for Lag BaOmer. This year, as Israel is fast emerging out of this pandemic, it is possible. And the result of just too many people at one time is what we are seeing. And coupled with that, we've got hundreds of people refusing to evacuate, saying they've come to Mount Meron to pray. And this is really, really impeding the efforts from search and rescue and emergency services and our police to try and evacuate people and get to those who need medical help.
So are people still trying to get there? Am I understanding this correctly?
Look, the line is not very clear. I didn't hear your last comment.
Am I understanding correctly that people are still trying to make their way to Meron?
Well, people are trying to make their way to Meron. The police are now blocking that. But people are now refusing to move from the site, which is really causing havoc with our rescue personnel who can't get to some of the bodies. This is also impeded by a very bad cell phone reception up there because of, you know, where Meron is situated amongst all the hills and mountains. So they aren't able to communicate with their family, with loved ones yet. And very, very tragic as well is that many of the families who've lost loved ones haven't been notified yet.
Just terrible. Absolutely terrible. And just condolences to the family of people who have lost their lives. You know, the irony of surviving the coronavirus plague, the coronavirus pandemic, and then losing your life, celebrating Lag BaOmer in Meron, it's not lost on me, Rolene. It's not lost. Can we just talk a little bit about Abbas suspending elections?
Well, this is no great surprise. I think none of us were holding our breath for there to be any election. The Palestinian Authority trying to preemptively blame Israel, saying Israel wouldn't allow ballot boxes, and Israel coming out saying, we don't want to intervene or interfere or get involved in any respect. But what is very interesting is that if you look at the polls conducted in the West Bank, it looks like should an election go ahead, Hamas look like they could take the West Bank. This is, of course, what Fatah definitely don't want. So, you know, I just find this very interesting as we see the report from Human Rights Watch accusing Israel of all kinds of nasties. What you would want to hope would be some kind of move towards elections for some kind of democratic process in the West Bank, in those areas, being completely stuffed by the leadership there, who are completely denying their citizens the right to vote. However, would the result be what any of us would want? I highly doubt.
Why is there no international pressure for them to have elections? Why are they not having elections for their people?
Well, he's not going ahead with the election because it's highly likely he's going to lose this election. You know, one of the major criticisms of the Palestinian Authority is they haven't made allowances for succession planning, which means that, you know, the likelihood that Abbas is currently in the 17th year of his four-year term will just carry on serving until he is no longer. Which is a problem for Fatah. And now you've got Hamas, who are gaining in popularity and possibly gaining control within the West Bank, that look to sweep these elections should an election go forward.
And you know what? And the Palestinian people lose again. Do you think that this is time for international pressure? I mean, do you expect that there will be any kind of international pressure, Rolene?
Thing is that you do have international pressure, people like the European Union saying you must hold elections. But I think what we have learned with somebody like Mahmoud Abbas is he says one thing to appease the Europeans or the Americans, and then he says another thing to play the street or to do something completely different. Yesterday, Simon asked, you know, he's heard some really, really appalling statements coming from Abbas. Why is he doing this? You know, criticizing many international countries. And that's a pretty safe to say because he now knows he is in a better